This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Thursday, December 9, 2021, and these are the headlines. The local government has begun yesterday its annual gift-giving pahalipay sa Pasko to Davaoenos who are eligible to receive grocery packs through the Safe Davao QR or DQR. Mayor Sara Duterte earlier announced in an interview on the Davao City Disaster Radio that this year's gift-giving will be through the Safe Davao QR, which has been used for COVID-19 contact tracing and booking for vaccination. Lemuel Ortonio, the head of the Davao City Human Resource and Management Office, said that eligible grantees of the pahalipay are Davaoenos 18 years old and above, regardless of vaccination status, for as long as they are residents of Davao and not employees of the city government. Those who will claim their pahalipay has to personally go to the following branches: GMall, Azuela, Bahada, Turil, and Quirino, NCCC Oyanguren, Victoria Plaza, Centerpoint Matina, Catalunan Grande, Turil Binugao, Bohangin, Panakan, and Kalinan, Felcris, Magsaysay, Sales, Quirino, Kalinan, and Turil. In other news, displaced families dwelling on the coastline of Barangay Tibungco, whose houses were totally and partially damaged by huge waves brought about by the northeast monsoon, will receive food assistance from the city government. City Social Welfare and Development Office Head Attorney Merlie Sagalio said on Tuesday that about 24 houses were partially or totally damaged by the monsoon waves as amihan continues to prevail across the country. In business, EO-155 signed by Duterte on Tuesday sets the maximum retail price or MRP and or maximum wholesale price or MWP on 34 drug molecules or 71 drug formulas used in agents affecting bone metabolism, analgesics, anesthetics, anti-angina, antiarrhythmics, anti-asthma, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease medicines, antibiotics, anticoagulants, anticonvulsants, antidiabetic drugs, antidiuretics, and antiemetics. Also covered by the five are drug molecules and formulas utilized in anti-glaucoma, anti-hypercholesterolemia medicines, anti-hypertensive medicines, anti-neoplastic or anti-cancer medicines, anti-Parkinson's drugs, drugs for overactive bladders, growth hormone inhibitors, immunosuppressant drugs, iron chelating agents, and psoriasis, seborrhea, and ichthyosis medicines. Under EO-155, manufacturers, importers, distributors, wholesalers, traders, or retailer of a drug medicine are required to label MRP drugs and medicines. Any violation of the order shall be dealt with in accordance with RA-9502 and other related laws. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.